listening to Earth Oddity, a weekly odyssey into all the oddity planet Earth has to offer. And now, serving it up are Christopher Tiny Sullivan and John Long.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Earth Oddity Podcast. I'm John.
I'm Tiny.
And we're here recording on Super Bowl Sunday. Who's your prediction for the winner of the Super Bowl, Tiny? Knowing you have a trophy for football picks in your possession.
Right.
Who is it?
I'm going to go for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Just because everybody in my Facebook feed wants them to lose.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Including me. I'm rooting for the 49ers, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want the 49ers to win because Brock Purdy, their quarterback, he loves Jesus.
Well, so does Patrick Mahomes.
Does he?
Yeah.
I've seen him drink beer. I question that. I've seen him drink a beer before.
Yeah.
He certainly doesn't love Baptist Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. So we got 49ers versus the Chiefs. Should be a pretty good game. And I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Libby is going to a Super Bowl party.
Okay.
With a friend of hers. And so Deidre was like, we have to take Libby to Charlie's house before the game. And I was like, ain't no we to it, girl. I'm going to be sitting in front of the TV. Like, this is a you job. And so then they were like, well, and then it's over at 8:30 because it's like a church thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
It might not be.
What?
The over at 8. I mean, it probably will be, but you never know.
Possibly. Who knows?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to pick her up either. Like, I'm tapping out on both of these. So great.
Yeah, way to serve.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I did clean the entire kitchen yesterday.
Yeah.
And washed all the clothes. So
Eli, he's got a youth thing too.
Yeah.
But we may or may not be going. Tara, she is real, real, real not sure about when it comes like germs and stuff.
Oh.
I mean, she's never a fan
right.
of being around other humans besides the Sullivans. But certainly when it's wintertime, which you wouldn't know it, step outside.
Yeah, it feels
like
great
springtime
outside.
Out there.
Yeah, it was cooler in my house than it was outside. That's why I have mm-hmm. on this long sleeve t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because I got home from church and changed clothes. I was like, it's a little chilly in here. Put this on because I was like, I'm going to be comfy, watch the game and all that. And then I stepped outside and I was like, I should have on short sleeves.
We came home and I was like, I think it's kind of warm in here. We might need to turn the air on.
Just kicked the AC on a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, which, what is it, February 11th?
Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect sense.
I mean, that is one of the things I like about Alabama is we don't get right. a lot of cold weather.
Not a ton
we
of winter.
A few days
yeah.
where we had this crazy cold snap that got down to single digits and we
yeah.
had like a thin layer of ice on everything one morning.
Yeah.
But that's gone. It's usually not more than just a little bit of that.
Right.
And then it's usually in the 50s.
Oh, I hadn't told you about next weekend.
Uh-oh.
I am going to go and spend the night on the USS Alabama.
Nice.
That's right.
All right.
Yes. Me and a bunch of Boy Scouts.
Cool.
So I'll be gone all next weekend. That may delay our recording schedule. We're getting back on Monday, President's Day.
Okay.
The Day of Love.
Well, that's fine. I'll be on days next week.
Okay.
So,
all right.
That's good.
But yeah, I'm pretty pumped on that. So, we're going to go down on Friday. We're staying in a state park for a couple of days, going mm-hmm. on a Delta cruise with like on these pontoon boats, and then loading everything up, going to the USS Alabama and spending the night. So,
cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I went to the USS Alabama when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I haven't been back since, despite numerous trips.
Yeah, you ride right by it. And you're always like, that looks cool.
And I'm always like, can we stop? And every single time,
yeah,
the family is like, no, we ain't got time, or we got to do that. We got to do that. We can't yeah. ever stop. So,
well,
I guess I'm just going to pack up and go by myself sometime.
Join the scout troop. Come on, let's go. Yeah, it should be fun. I'm pumped on any of that stuff. You know, we went and saw, what was it, the Missouri in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to the USS Alabama many times, but the last time I went, Hudson was real small. And we were like all the way at the very top, and Dieter touched him, and he was running a fever, so we had to leave early.
Oh, man.
And I was like, is he going to be sick in the car or sick right here? Like, what does it matter? So, yeah, I'm pumped on that. So, anyways, We have news to talk about.
Yeah, we got to get this done before the game. Yeah,
we
can't dilly-dally.
We got a Super Bowl coming up.
What you got this week?
Which I want to say, Christians, Baptists in particular, it's unfair to make people choose between the Super Bowl and church and make them feel guilty about it. We've been doing it for too long.
Right.
I don't know why every church just doesn't throw a Super Bowl party on Sunday night of the Super Bowl game and say, hey, let's all, everybody potluck it up, bring it down here. We'll get the projectors on. We'll watch the Super Bowl.
Well, I can say that I have, for the most part, chosen church every single time.
For the majority of my life.
It was the, if it was the college football playoff, though, I wouldn't be able to talk. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Most of my life, I've chosen church, too. Then there was one year Dieter and I found a workaround where we had the college kids over to the house.
I remember I was there that night.
That's right. Yeah. And watched it there. I was like, brilliant.
That was when that guy, one dude was trying to sue the NFL over Shakira.
That's right.
Shaking that her hips on TV.
What was the name of that podcast?
Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt. I wonder if he's still going.
I don't know.
He's probably smarter than us. He quit a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was Shakira. Who's the halftime show tonight? Do you know?
You know what? I read, but I don't remember.
I don't either.
I saw a meme. It was something about Taylor Swift was taking her boyfriend to a concert.
I tell
that
you
was
who,
the joke. But
tell you it's not going to be, and that's Toby Keith. Rest in peace.
Rest in power. Yeah.
Yeah. They hadn't had a good country show in a long time at the Super Bowl. They need to have one again. Okay.
Was he the How Do You Like Me Now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And Red Solo Cup. And
How Do You Like Him Now?
He went on in. We don't need to talk about the dearly departed like that. He was an Oklahoma Sooners fan. So,
okay.
I was never a huge Toby Keith fan, you know, but that's the one thing I really remember when they said Toby Keith died. I was like, oh, the Sooners lost a fan. That's how college football dominates my brain. I relate everything to it. So, yeah. Okay.
I bet at his funeral they did talk a lot about him.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
More than likely. He loved the USA, too. He wrote some very patriotic songs about the USA. And, yeah, I mean, I hate he went. You know, I don't want anybody to die.
Yeah, gone too soon.
Yeah, gone too soon for sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he would have released some more patriotic, you know, for Trump getting in office. Yeah. Songs, which would have been great and made everybody mad. And that would have been funny.
He was one of the few artists that would have had the guts to play at inauguration.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, him. I don't know of anybody else that would do it.
They had to get some kind of like cover band.
Oh, yeah.
For his first, when he was inaugurated, wasn't he?
I don't know. I love it, though, because still periodically, you know, he'll play a song at a rally and some, you know, rock singer will be like, he doesn't have permission to use my songs and all that. And he's like, nobody cares, dude. You sold the rights to your song. That's why he's using them. So, you know, you can be mad all you want.
Are you allowed to perform stuff live? Or is there like, I mean, I don't know how the rights work.
I think you can, but for some reason, cover songs live. Well, yeah.
I mean, if you cover a song, you have to pay some kind of like fee to do it.
Not necessarily.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
I think if you record it.
But that's what I meant. Right. But I thought if you were just at like a concert and you were just a huge fan of whatever, I thought you could play it as long as you weren't advertising.
Yeah,
or whatever. Yeah. As long as you're not profiting off of it, I guess.
If you go to the Hank Williams Jr. concert and he plays Sweet Home Alabama, he don't have to write a check to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Right.
Unless he recorded it
and put it on like a live album.
Yeah, right.
Then you got to cut a check to him.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's how it works. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. That's how cover bands are able to do what they do.
Sure. Tribute bands and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about news stories.
Okay, what you got?
Okay. We're going to talk about Licking Hole Brewery.
Okay.
We got a Florida man story. And then we got a PETA story, our old friends PETA. I hope they're still listening. If not, maybe they'll tune in.
I was about to say, we'll have to include their story in like the show title. So
right. So they'll check it out.
Their algorithm.
Absolutely. Yes.
I have a story about an adult line of Build-A-Bears.
Okay.
A story about T-Pain. But I was going to start with this one. The headline here is, this comes from The Independent, this man has been swatted 47 times for making a joke about Norm MacDonald.
Beautiful.
Can't say you don't deserve it.
I want to know what the joke was. I hope the article tells it.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
For 18 months, a teenager allegedly operating a swatting service out of his father's California home where criminals could call in a hoax bomb threat or mass shooting almost as easily as ordering a burger on Uber Eats. Alan Wilson Fillington, 17, is suspected of targeting hundreds of high schools, mosques, historically black churches, U.S. senators, and even the U.S. Supreme Court with swatting attacks that placed thousands of people in the crosshairs of heavily armed police response teams.
Wow.
Prosecutors say the 6'3" teenager advertised his services.
They put his height in there. That makes no sense.
I mean, I guess they don't want him getting confused with like the 6'2" teenager. Advertised his services under the pseudonym TorSwats on the encrypted messaging app Telegram, charging as little as $40 to get someone's gas shut off, $50 for a major police response, and $75 for a bomb threat / mass shooting threat. Mr. Fillington would then post chilling audio of the 911 calls on Telegram as proof of purchase, according to court documents. Among the hundreds of SWATs that TorSwats allegedly claimed credit for were multiple hoax callouts at the home of Patrick S. Tomlinson, a Milwaukee-based science fiction author who says he has been swatted dozens of times in the past 4 years as part of a targeted harassment campaign by a group of, quote, sociopathic stalkers. You can't fathom the amount of clinical obsession that grips these people, Mr. Tomlinson told The Independent. Trying to destroy my world is their full-time lives. It's a pretty long article. It goes on. It also talks about Nikki Haley claiming that she was swatted.
She's been swatted.
Well, apparently someone's tried to swat her.
DeSantis.
A couple
clearly,
times.
Clearly it was DeSantis.
I don't think it was Donald Trump. I think it was Donald Trump's like MAGA faithful.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, let's get down here to the meat of it. Okay. The most swatted man in America, Mr. Tomlinson, who dabbles in stand-up comedy, came to the attention of a hardcore group of online stalkers 5.5 years ago after posting an innocuous tweet about the late Saturday Night Live comedian Norm MacDonald. Quote, here's the tweet. Hot take. I've never found Norm MacDonald funny and was pretty sure all my comedy friends who did were either nuts or screwing with me. He posted, you know when he posted this?
When?
On September 11th, 2018.
Okay. All right.
While the rest of us were never forgetting.
Yeah, he was thinking about Norm.
He was thinking about Norm MacDonald. Days later, Mr. Tomlinson was locked out of his verified Twitter account, at Stealthy Geek. He later discovered a 30,000-strong Reddit group of fans of the former Shock Jock radio show Opie and Anthony had mass reported him for breaching community standards.
Okay.
Opie and Anthony was canned by Sirius at XM in 2014 after the network said co-host Anthony, is it Kumia?
Yeah.
He made racially charged and hate-filled remarks on Twitter. Fans of the show later coalesced on the internet around a shared enjoyment of posting hateful content, attacking various communities, their supporters, and any left-wing commentators they took a dislike to. He told The Independent that his accounts on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook were targeted over the next few months with false complaints. He said trolls created Twitter accounts impersonating him, which he say posted racist and homophobic abuse in an attempt to discredit him, trying to get him canceled.
Sure.
The Reddit group also posted Photoshopped images of Mr. Tomlinson and doxed his home and address and phone number. The harassment quickly escalated to death threats left on his voicemail. He said the stalkers began following him to science fiction conventions where they would secretly photograph him and post the images online, and contacted his book publishers claiming they had kidnapped his wife. Dang. In June 2019, one of the stalkers paid McDonald's to record a cameo call in which the comedian who died in 2021 says that he was told that someone named Patrick had said he wasn't funny. He then calls on Patrick's friends to please continue insulting that fat loser. Dang. The video appears to have encouraged the stalkers to ramp up their efforts. At what point do you say, I'm sorry?
Yeah, right. Look, guys, my bad.
Y'all have heard of Norm McDonald. Right. Nobody's heard about me.
You just got to look. Guys.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I learned my lesson. Which, if he didn't think he was funny, then obviously he hasn't listened to much of his stand-up.
Yeah, well, I mean, Norm's hilarious, but I can understand, you know, like, not every comedy's or comedian is for everybody.
That's true.
You know, there's comedians that other people think are great that I'm just like, I don't really get it.
Yeah, but even like those bad comedians, they can, you know, what's the, a blind squirrel finds an acorn every now and again. Even a comedian I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah.
There's going to be one or two jokes I think are funny.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Unless it's, what's her name?
Who?
Gatsby, Helena Gatsby. Is that her name?
Oh, I don't know. I've never heard of her.
Okay.
I don't really watch women comedians because as a rule, we know women aren't funny. That's a joke, by the way. There are some funny women comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. He also got caught up in the whole Pizzagate conspiracy theory. Oh.
They're crushing this dude.
After the Opie and Anthony subreddit was removed in 2019 for repeated breaches of its terms of service, the harassers migrated to the website new.onaforums.net, where the campaign of torment continued. The site's message boards have attracted more than 40,000 threads and around 1 million comments dedicated to what Mr. Tomlinson describes as their total clinical obsession with my every tweet, thought, public appearance. He wrote in a lengthy tweet thread at the time that the site was being used to coordinate new attacks, execute, and then brag about the crimes and suffering they've inflicted. The group's stated goal was to destroy his career, his marriage, and drive him to suicide.
Oh,
dang. That's a little much.
Yeah.
I mean, destroying his career and his marriage, kind of hilarious.
That is funny. That is kind of funny.
But don't drive him to suicide.
Well, yeah.
Just taking it a little far. He put up security cameras, and there were stalkers defacing his property and his motorcycles.
Well, they just...
Yeah, just say you're sorry.
Yeah, that's probably all you have to do is be like, look, guys, you guys win. I'm sorry. Norm's funny. And everybody be like, he's one of us now.
You know, like, or like, go on the forum.
Yeah.
And be like, hey... This is me.
Yeah.
What do I have to do?
Yeah.
Can we come to terms?
That's right. Leave me alone, please. Well, it's, I've never really been a part of, an online troll attack of someone.
Right.
There was a while on a one message board I went to where we would all go and coordinated, join people's different live streams and mm-hmm. then comment. But we weren't like attacking the person.
Right.
We were just saying funny stuff that was funny to us. And whoever, like, you know, some college girl painting a picture of a sunset would be like, you know, what is it? What does all this mean? Where did all these people come from? That was funny.
Yeah.
But we never attacked anybody.
Was it Show Us the Bodies, G?
Yes. That, right.
yes. That, what's his name, has all the Garth Brooks fans doing.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Isn't just harmless fun.
Yeah, just fun.
Yeah, but not trying to destroy his marriage or anything. But
I have witnessed that happen to people. It's very funny. I mean, it's very
until
funny.
Until it's you.
Yeah. You just never want it to happen to you. And that's why you only offer strong opinions on a podcast nobody listens to.
Right. And you're prepared at all times to completely 180.
Oh, yeah. But I do. Don't. I have no morals. I will be on your side in a heartbeat. But, yeah, I think the only thing you do is lean into it. You can't keep fighting it. You right. just got to be like, you have to become part of the joke where they're like, okay, we like you.
The
you
only know? Person that can keep fighting it, apparently, is Billy Mitchell, who will never give up.
Never surrender. The man is relentless. That's what a champion does. That's why he's a champion.
Yes.
He's a champion, and we're not. Yeah. I feel bad. I mean, you don't want the SWAT team coming to your, you know, after a while, they're like, Hey, Tom, it's us again. Everything cool over here?
Yeah, we got this article is so long, we kind of read over it. But yeah, earlier in the it said that he was arrested on multiple occasions or handcuffed until before they figured out, hey, this is
all a sham.
This is a guy who doesn't like Norm MacDonald.
This is a 6 foot.
And this is clearly justified. Throw him in the paddy wagon.
Yeah, this is some 6'3" kid in California making all this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, what a business model for that kid. I kind of respect that.
Do you think, I mean, he couldn't have. I mean, obviously, he's a teenager.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was probably doing just fine for, you know, getting video games and eating pizza.
Right.
But I don't think you couldn't make a full-time living out of SWAT people, could
probably
you?
Not.
Yeah, I hope not.
But, you know, there are kids going, I got a chemistry test today. I need a bomb threat. Here's sure. $60 or whatever it was, and calling it in. Which bomb threats are always a weird. There was one at DCH not long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I don't get the bomb threat mindset of I need to get everybody out of there. You know, there was an Alabama student who did it one time because he was going to lose a bet when we were playing LSU. He got in a bomb threat. But I just don't understand that. Like, that seems like such an easy way to get caught. You know,
yeah, and I mean, look, how many of these bomb threats? I'm sure there's some. Like, if just one of them turns out to be true,
yeah,
then you got to take them all serious,
right?
But if you really are a mad bomber, why would you threaten them before you do it?
Right? Unless bomb them.
Yeah, unless you didn't want to hurt anyone, you just wanted to like blow up the building or something.
Yeah, people forget about that dude who blew up his RV in Nashville and had a little warning message for everybody to clear away.
Yeah, he did that.
That was very strange.
On Christmas.
We never got an answer on that.
Yeah, on Christmas.
Yeah, never got an answer on that. Never really heard much about the dude who shot up Las Vegas, you know, where the Super Bowl is tonight. You know, what was his name?
Oh, Paddock. That dude.
Steven Paddock.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, he shot up the country music.
Yeah, shut up a country music festival. Maybe Toby Keith was playing. I don't know. But never heard an answer on that either. It's because it wasn't, I mean, it was inside job. He was an arms dealer. Everybody knows this. Selling arms to the Saudi Arabians. Everybody knows this.
Well, I mean, country music's not my favorite genre of music, but what do you have?
Yeah,
what do you have against country music?
Right. What do you got against Toby Keith, man?
You're just going to let the polka folks just polka away?
I will not allow you to talk bad about polka. I enjoy polka. I will not allow you to make fun of polka.
John likes Pokemon.
I like any music genre with a tuba and an accordion in it, right. I'm on board with.
Is there any of them besides polka music?
You will see that in like some of our Latin American friends' music. Okay. Yeah, sometimes.
Or like a sea shanty.
Sure, yeah, maybe. Okay, before I do this next story, everyone has to understand I have trouble pronouncing brewery.
Okay.
That is a place where you make beer or alcohol, I guess, right?
Because you have to brew it, right?
Brewery. So I'm just going to butcher this word, the whole story, just so everybody knows going in. All right. Licking Hole Brewery in Goochland is closed indefinitely while owner deals with health issues. A Goochland brewery is going into its owner is called a winter hibernation, though it's unclear when it'll reopen. Licking Hole Creek Craft Brewery ceased operations late last month on what owner and CEO Lisa Reynolds Brotherton said was a temporary basis. The farm's brewery hiatus is due to health issues Reynolds Brotherton has been facing, namely her recent diagnosis of a rare immunological deficiency. There's a lot of hard words in this.
Who would have thought a story about Licking Hole Brewery would have been so difficult?
Maybe a fun segment would be for people to email us like stuff to read with a bunch of hard words in it.
Like just passages.
Yeah, just passages. You know, no more than like two paragraphs or something.
Yeah.
And just to see, you know, it'd be a ton of Massachusetts. I was
like, nobody calls in anymore. That could be like a fun challenge.
Sure,
at the end of the show. Yes.
My health has unfortunately just taken a complete focus. She said in an interview, the quality of the brand is everything to me. It's not something I want to just limp along when I can't be there to make sure everything is running as it should. She goes on. The whole article just talk about how sick she is, okay? All I want to say is there is a place called Licking Hole Brewery in Goochland.
It's like that's how they start the article. Yes. And then they turn right around and play the violin and want you to feel bad.
Yeah. And apparently this is in Virginia. It's like around Richmond somewhere. Okay. And says they shipped to Canada, Sweden, Korea, and Japan. Hmm. Get out there and support Licking Hole Brewery in Goochland.
I mean, if you like Licking Hole,
yeah,
then you might want to get as much as you can.
Sure, yeah.
Because it may not, you may not be able to find it.
Yeah, right.
You may not be able to find Licking Hole.
Well, there are dry spells here and there. You may have to go to Goochland to find Licking Hole.
Right.
To get around in the right area.
What's this lady's name?
Her last name is Reynolds Brotherton. Lisa Reynolds Brotherton.
Oh, I hope Ms. Lisa Reynolds Brotherton gets better.
Oh, yeah.
So that Licking Hole comes back.
Oh, yeah. Licking Hole, I mean, I don't know anybody who doesn't like it.
Well, I can name a few, but that's only because I've never tried it.
Sure, right. You got to get to Goochland is what you got to do. I'll see if I get Dieter to take a vacation up there with me. Well, or down there.
Get well soon.
Well soon, Miss Reynolds Brotherton.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers to you. Okay. That's it. That's all that article is.
So glad to be.
I just wanted to say Licking Hole and Goochland.
Yes.
And if you've tried this adult beverage, call in. Let us know how it is.
Yeah.
Some said it's the hair of the dog. I don't know. I don't know what that meant, though.
All right. I have a story about T-Pain. You like T-Pain?
I love T-Pain.
Okay.
He's an extremely talented dude.
Isn't he known for having like the robotic, like doing the auto tune?
He did auto tune, but he doesn't even need it. Have you ever heard him sing?
I haven't.
Oh yeah, man.
And he was also in. I primarily know him from the Andy Samberg song "On a Boat."
Okay,
because he was in the intro to that.
I didn't know that,
but that's kind of the extent of my T-Pain knowledge.
Okay.
Apparently, he's written a lot of country songs.
Yeah, he's like I say, he's extremely talented.
But the article here from people.com said that he stopped taking credit after facing racism accusations in some of his country songs.
I can't imagine that.
T-Pain has famously helped artists write a handful of their hip-hop hits, but he's actually dabbled in country music too. The rap superstar, 39, recently posted a candid video to TikTok in which he revealed he's ghostwritten a handful of tracks for country artists. He also admitted that although he's a fan of the genre, he felt compelled to stop taking credit for songs he's worked on due to the racism that he's experienced. Oh, okay. The hitmaker began the video by sharing how much he admires country music and pulls inspiration from it. Good music is good music. Couldn't agree more,
yeah,
he said pointedly. I don't give a word where it comes from or what style it comes in. Country music is where I get all my harmonies. Country and gospel music, that's where all my harmonies come from. The Grammy winner shared while mentioning that many people that he knows feel like it's not cool to listen to other genres of music. The recording artist, whose real name is Farum Rashad Najm, is that how you say it?
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, T-Pain is way cooler.
Yeah. He's Tallahassee, by the way. He's from Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then briefly opened up about his experience collaborating with members of the country music industry. I've done a lot of country songs. Stop taking credit for it because as cool as it is to see your name in those credits and crap like that, the racism that comes after it is just like, I'll just take the check, T-Pain said. Don't put that crap
The Bayou a drank artist continued while laughing. I'll just take the check, bro. Never mind. T-Pain did not clarify in the TikTok who he has written for or whether he has been credited under a pseudonym. In the caption, he simply reiterated his message of how positive it can be to listen to different genres of music.
I agree.
It's cool for people to make and enjoy all types of music. Good music is good music.
I agree with that.
While T-Pain has released a number of his own hit albums that appeared on A-Listers features and appeared on A-Listers features, he's also co-written a number of songs for artists such as Flo Rida, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, and is it Kyra? C-I-A-R-A?
I think that's Sierra.
Sierra.
I don't know.
Okay. Although the bartender singer is yet to reveal who the country music industry he has collaborated with, iHeartRadio's The Breakfast Club recently unearthed an old interview with the star in which he spoke about his experience in Nashville. I write a lot of country music for huge country artists who would rather not have it known that I do this, T-Pain said in the audio clip that The Breakfast Club dug up. I lived in Nashville for 2 years. I literally lived at the studio. I parked my bus at the back of the studio, and I just lived on my bus at the studio and went there every day. He also listed a handful of artists that he may have gotten in the studio with, including Taylor Swift, who he teamed up with nearly 15 years ago to perform a parody of her song Love Story entitled Thug Story at the 2009 CMT Awards.
People forget Toby Keith launched Taylor Swift's career.
I forgot.
Everybody forgets that. I didn't heard her give a touching tribute to Toby Keith.
Huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's when I got back up with Taylor Swift and Luke Bryan and Rhett Atkins, Dallas Davidson. So, you know, I've written a lot of stuff for important country artists.
Okay. Well, that's weird.
So he's written a lot of country songs, but he don't take credit because people, I guess they don't like T-Pain to like country music.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is the racism coming from the fans?
That's what it sounded like in here. The way the article was written, I thought people were accusing certain country songs of being racist, and he didn't take credit for them anymore. But after reading the article, it sounds more like he just gets, I guess, made fun of for listening to country music or working on country music, so he don't claim credit for it anymore.
Well, I just don't know that your run-of-the-mill mainstream country fan is really digging up who wrote songs, you know?
Well, I feel like, and look, I'm not a country expert. We've talked about this before. There are genres of music that I'm not a huge fan of, but I feel like there's always going to be exceptions, at least for me. I'm not a huge country music fan, but there are exceptions. There are some country songs
Toby
I
Keith.
Like.
You love Toby Keith.
Love it.
Yes. Right.
Like Taylor Swift. Me personally, I'm not a huge fan of Taylor Swift, but I guarantee you she's written so much. I'm sure there's songs here or there that I probably would like if I listened to them.
The other side is I'm wondering is if it's the artist going, hey, I can't have T-Pain on the writing credits for this. So instead of you getting writing royalties, I'll just pay you $1 million or whatever.
Right.
You know, that may be.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But like out of all the genres, I think country music has the most of people who don't write their own songs, you know, or they have co-writers or whatever that help them out.
Haven't we also kind of seen this slide? Like country music has kind of slid in closer and closer to pop music.
Yeah, mainstream.
So, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, there are people putting out what I would consider to be country in the vein that we've always considered country. And then there are other artists who put out kind of pop country type stuff that's existed in country for forever.
Right.
You know, they have
Taylor
the whole,
Swift started as a country music artist
because of Toby Keith. But you know, they had the whole Nashville sound thing back in the 50s and 60s, and Chet Atkins would do that, and everybody in Nashville had to kind of sound like that because they wanted to cross over and get on top 40. And then you had Buck Owens and Merle Haggard with the Bakersfield sound and all that, putting out what they call real country music. Right. Then you got all outlaw country come up with like Hank Williams Jr. and Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and all that. At the same time, you had country music supergroup Alabama writing mm-hmm. songs that were great for the radio. That's the way country's worked for forever. People are like mad at Luke Bryan or whoever, Morgan Wallen, who's putting out pop country, when there's people like Sturgill Simpson putting out, what real country or whatever. Oliver but that ain't Anthony. Nothing new in country music.
Oliver Anthony.
We haven't heard nothing out of Oliver Anthony in a while.
That's why he's been touring.
Maybe he's the Super Bowl halftime act.
That'd be hilarious. Oliver Anthony came out and endorsed Joe Biden? Everyone was saying Taylor Swift was going to do it.
Well, I don't know if you heard, Joe Biden's not mentally fit to stand trial.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he gave.
Is standing trial and running the country the same thing?
No.
They're completely different things. Absolutely. He's totally fine running the country so long as he don't
get put on trial. Well, here's the wild thing about that. Not only did he come out and give a banger Joe Biden press conference to tell everybody he wasn't losing his mind, but like either you can't remember all the facts the special investigator was asking you about, because you're old and you have trouble remembering the years you were vice president and all that stuff, or where you had the documents stored and all that, or you were lying to the special prosecutor saying you couldn't remember all that stuff. Like, there's no good scenario for our president in this. Whatever, though.
He's not really running the country, right?
Absolutely.
There's nobody in America that thinks he's actually doing the job, right?
Joe Biden is competent. He doesn't put up with malarkey. He is doing the best job. We're building back better, Tiny. It's people like you taking away from us.
He also knows. He knows the Mexican president.
He knows.
Sisi.
Who may be Egyptian. Egyptians can hold office in Mexico. No one said anything the skin tone's very similar.
I went to CC's for lunch today. It's wonderful. I'm glad that he got him to open up the border.
A lot of Mexicans work at CC's. Yes. Joe Biden's fine. Everybody leave Joe Biden alone. Okay? That's my president. I don't appreciate everybody talking about him. Mm-hmm. That's my president. Yeah. And then you had Tucker Carlson interviewing Putin.
Did you listen to that interview?
I didn't listen to all of it, but I listened to enough of it where I was like, I have enough of Eastern European history lesson that I don't want to listen to it anymore.
It was funny because Tucker Carlson asked him twice. He's like, what does this have to do with what happened 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm getting to that. So anyway, in 1097.
It's just like, dude, come on, man. Yeah. Is this a smoke screen, or are you just trying to show us you're smarter than our president? You can remember stuff.
You know what? Trump, Biden, you're probably smarter than our president.
Either one. Our vice president, too. And probably most of our Congress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I thought the interesting takeaway, which I didn't even make it this far, I don't think, or I saw it on a clip, is he was like, I've always been open to negotiating peace, but Great Britain shut it down, which mm-hmm. is kind of wild. I wonder why we would do that.
Also, after he goes into all this, hey, we have a claim to those lands because of stuff that happened thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
I did listen to the whole interview, and I'm not saying I'm not an expert in political, but it all boiled down to, it seems like, the reason he invaded is because he was worried about NATO marching right up there to the border of his country. Yeah.
And I think that's a legit point.
Not saying it's okay that he did what he did.
Right.
But, it seems like that's why he did it. Is because for decades, America and NATO has been like, we're not going to get Ukraine and NATO.
Right.
And then, regardless that we've been saying that, we've been getting closer and closer and closer to that. And so
he's like, hey, look, no more. Which, I get it. If China started putting, a bunch of troops and arming mm-hmm. Mexico or Canada against, that's like right across the border from you, you're going to go, hey, we need to do something about this.
He also, I don't know if you watched this far in the interview. And who knows? Like, I mean, let's keep in mind that this is Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
You know, talking to the whole world.
Well, Vladimir Putin, not exactly the greatest dude. Let's all admit that too.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't know how trustworthy he is.
Exactly.
So I don't know if you can trust what he says is gospel truth. Is right. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let me preface what I'm fixing to say with that. He could be lying out of his butt.
Yeah.
But he claimed that he asked Bush Jr. about Russia potentially joining NATO.
Right.
And he told him, well, that sounds interesting. Maybe we can. And then he came back later and was like, I talked to my guys and no,
can't do it. But Russia could have been an ally if that would have happened. You know, like maybe we'd have fostered some sort. Like, if you get us and Russia on the same page, mm-hmm. we're running everything.
And,
you know?
And I don't understand like all the political, you know, foreign policy that everything's going on.
Right.
I'm just a blue collar worker.
I'm the same way.
Rural Alabama. That said, I thought the whole point of NATO was so that there wouldn't be another world war.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we want Russia?
I think the whole point of NATO really was Russia is crazy and we need to form a coalition mm-hmm. with the United States help, mainly the United States financing the whole thing. If you want to really get into it.
Mainly we need their checkbook.
Yeah, we just need their checkbook and weapons, and we need people to sell weapons too. So, to keep Russia at bay,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that was the maybe unwritten purpose of NATO.
Yeah. He also seemed kind of butthurt that he wasn't allowed to, he like Russia and the United States wouldn't work together on a missile defense system.
Right.
My assumption would be the reason Uncle Sam didn't want Russia's help is because they didn't want Russia to have the
access to our
access to how our missile defense right. worked.
Yes.
But he said, because we weren't allowed to help, we developed supersonic intercontinental ballistic missiles. So,
well, I mean, like I say, I mean, going back to World War II, I mean, even then we were like, Russia's out of control. You know, they're a problem. And mm-hmm. from that point forward, we've done really little to have a proper diplomatic relationship. They've always been our boogeyman. We've always been their boogeyman.
Right.
And that's just how we exist. I don't know how you get beyond that because they are kind of, they do some wild stuff.
You would have thought that the fall of communism.
That could have helped. Right.
You'd think that would have been the huge thing.
That would have been our.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except we had a bunch of stupid economists that were like, well, you got to let prices set themselves, you know, guys. And so a loaf of bread was 80 million rubles and all that. And then that led into oligarchy. And, you know, we didn't play that right either. Imagine that. Imagine the United States fumbling foreign policy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would have been our opportunity to come in and go, hey, we're going to help you guys out. Let's get you on your feet. We want you to be a democracy. We're going to be your friends and all of that. But, you know, you still had vestiges of all the people you hated that were in the government at that time. So how much can you trust?
Tucker Carlson also asked him who blew up Nord Stream.
Yeah.
He said, you did. Yeah. And Tucker Carlson was like, I did it. I wasn't there that day.
Right. I did see you talk about Tucker tried to get in the CIA and they didn't take him too.
That's what he said, allegedly.
Oh, that's everybody knows that.
Okay.
I think Tucker's admitted that. He's like, hey, I tried to get in the CIA, they wouldn't take me. Which is exactly what a CIA agent would say.
I was just fixing to say, with the audience that he has, are we sure they didn't let him in the CIA?
I'm not convinced. Tucker Carlson, fellow deadhead, by the way. Uh-huh. He loves Grateful Dead. Yeah, of course he's in the CIA.
If Tucker Carlson is in the CIA, then I think we can expect Vladimir Putin to be dead within the few weeks because he poisoned him while they were over there.
Well, let's move on. PETA, our old friends at PETA, what's up? I know you guys are listening. Y'all have written into us before. You can write or call in. You got to listen to the end of the show to get the number to call in. I would welcome a dialogue with you guys. I'm mm-hmm. not anti-PETA, all right? PETA wants a carousel maker to stop creating rides with animal figures.
Oh, like a merry-go-round?
Yeah, or a carousel.
What do you put on there?
I don't know. I would like people. Hey, wouldn't you like to go ride on Barack Obama?
In BDSM gear?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like saddle up on Jessica Rabbit, maybe, you know?
That's an animal.
Well, no, she's a cartoon.
Yeah, but it's a cartoon animal.
She's not an animal, is she?
Oh, you know what? You're right.
And Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I was thinking, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you're thinking of Roger Rabbit.
My bad. Yeah. It's his wife. He's married to a human cartoon.
Right.
Right.
The hottest cartoon. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. PETA, an animal rights organization based in Norfolk, appealed to a Kansas-based manufacturer of carousels and other amusement park rides to stop using images of animals in its design. The organization sent a letter Tuesday to Aaron Landrum, president and CEO of Wichita-based Chance Riders, stating animal-themed carousels reinforce the notion that these sentient beings are simply here for our entertainment, according to a news release. PETA's president, Ingrid Newkirk, shout out to Ingrid, hope this makes it to you, cited examples of real animals exploited for entertainment, such as elephants, dolphins, camels, and horses. Images of animals used in the same way normalize a practice, according to the organization. Meanwhile, the 100-year-old historic Hampton Carousel is expected to reopen to public sometime this spring after extensive work to restore and repair the ride, one of only 170 functioning antique wooden carousels in this country. I wonder if the one at Six Flags is one of those 170.
I haven't been to Six Flags in so long.
Are you too good for Six Flags? You think you're too good?
I'm not too good. I just hadn't been there.
Tiny, that is white trash paradise. I love Six Flags. It's the hottest place in America. Anytime you go there, we could go there today and it would be 150 degrees.
Wow.
But yeah, they got a big carousel at Six Flags.
I remember riding their log flume.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, all the water rides. Mm-hmm. Not a huge water ride fan, though. But yeah, the log flume's pretty fun, especially if you're standing on the bridge.
I was about to say, don't get me wrong, you get wet. Yeah. But it's really all the people standing around that get
watching.
Wet.
Yeah. That's the joy of it. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm going to get wet, but all these suckers are going to get wet, too. So it goes on to talk about this carousel, which nobody cares about a carousel reopening. It says, asked about their stance on the reopening of the Hampton Carousel, a spokesperson for PETA said Friday afternoon that they are not contacting every carousel company, but we hope carousel manufacturers will take this to heart and reconsider what they produce in the future.
Hmm.
So there we go. Now, number one, PETA, I'm all for this. Like I say, I think we should put historical figures on there. What if I could ride on Stalin's shoulders? That would be great.
Or you could have Mao sure. in stocks.
Yeah.
And you sit
yeah.
on his back.
Sure. Absolutely. Mussolini's like hanging and swinging. You're riding on him.
No, that's Hussein swinging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Him too. Yeah. I think that would be great. I don't know that this is the best place to focus our energies, but you just fired off a letter. You know, I don't think y'all spent a whole lot of time to do that, but I don't hate the idea. You know, what does it matter what you ride on, you know, or like, would it be acceptable to have a bunch of horses on a carousel? Cause that's mainly what they are, I think, in my carousel experience. And just slap a horn right in the middle of their forehead and call them all unicorns. Just retrofit them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or what if they did away with all their wooden animals on the carousel and they got real animals?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
And tied them up.
I don't think PETA would like that. I don't think they would like that at all.
Yeah.
And also, PETA, because I know you're listening, we need to shut down the eagle flying at Auburn football. That seems cruel and unusual to me. Yes. I would like to see a protest. I will help join in the protest. I don't want to be an organizer or anything. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of stuff going on. But I'll join in that protest.
Yeah, we don't have an elephant.
Yeah, Alabama doesn't have an elephant. No, we don't. We don't. Elephants are hard to control, I think.
We have a human.
in an elephant costume.
That's right.
And everybody loves him.
Everybody loves Big Al. But you know what we don't do is keep birds of prey in captivity and then release them in front of 80,000 people. Has to be terrifying for that bird.
Yes.
It's really cool to see, though. Like my mom said one time, and I've used this joke a million times, one of them eagles is going to snatch a baby out of the crowd before it's over with. We need to think about the ramifications of that.
All right. I've got one more story here. This comes from the Wall Street Journal. Too hot to cuddle, Build-A-Bear's adult line leaves some blushing.
Okay. Build-A-Bear has an adult line?
Apparently they do. But I'm going to search for another source because the Wall Street Journal is trying to give me a sign.
Oh, they want you to pay money. The Wall Street Journal doesn't do anything for free.
Here we go. Scratch that. My last story comes from Fox Business.
Fair balance.
Build-A-Bear Workshop shocks with after dark collection of adults only stuffed animals.
Beautiful.
I hope this isn't what it sounds like.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Build-A-Bear Workshop has provoked disgust and maybe lust with an after dark collection of adults-only stuffed animals in stock for Valentine's Day. The online exclusive product line. So you can't go to the shop
and
build your own
you can.
Sex bear.
Well, I'm out then.
You have to get it online.
I was planning a trip to Birmingham.
We used to have one at university.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I doubt they're still there.
Yeah.
But
the University Mall is struggling.
It's struggling.
It's really struggling.
St. Louis, Missouri-based toy store features some uncomfortably suggestive stuffed animals, like a monkey dressed like a male stripper or a bear wearing a robe straight from the Playboy Mansion. These Valentine's gifts are designed to delight a partner with a playfully romantic gesture, making a galentine smile with a cheeky message or induce a blush from your crush over a plush, Build-A-Bear said in a news release last month announcing the collection.
Well,
largely an adult-to-adult giving holiday, Valentine's Day is a perfect time to consider Build-A-Bear for a surprising, unique statement to make your recipient LOL, the company said. Featured plush toys included a stuffed lion with a zaddy shirt, which is slang for an attractive older man, and the You Turn Me On teddy bear gift set. The After Dark collection is age-restricted to customers 18 and older and is marketed towards kidults. I've never heard of that. Have you heard
kidults?
That term? Kidults?
Now, I know there are people who wear diapers. You know, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. I know we're not on the Patreon show, but there are people who, for gratification purposes, like to pretend to be a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
weird.
Yeah. I mean, that's in the tier ranking of weird fetishes, they're up near the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the increased popularity of Build-A-Bear among adults is part of the kidulting trend, in which adults lean into childhood memories and search for collectibles that appeal to the playful nature of this older consumer through rekindling their youth with nostalgic gifts.
These are the grown people who do Legos and stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
And buy Star Wars toys and all that
yeah.
good stuff.
Yeah, I play video games. Does that make me a kidult?
I think it does.
I think so. Yeah. please excuse me while I be... Okay. We got some tweets from people who were mad. This is not for children, another user wrote. Well, yeah, that's why they age-restricted it online only. Seriously, this is cringe, said another. But and then, okay, now we've got some tweets of people who like it. Build-A-Bear CEO Sharon Price John said, After Dark products are selling quickly. Of course they are.
Sure.
Quote, we want to be sure we're recognizing the evolution of what people want, she told the Journal. Build-A-Bear's intention is always to be an upstanding, appropriate, guest-facing brand. She added that Build-A-Bear is a fun brand. They're stuffed animals. So there you go.
Yeah.
You're going to get... Deidre a zaddy for Valentine's Day.
I might.
I will say that it's not as bad as I had been led to believe from the headline. I thought this was going to be a anatomically accurate bear for lonely weebs on the internet.
Well, I was going to ask the question that furries went too far. You know, is it time to rein in the furries?
I think the answer is not yet.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah, I think so too.
We're getting there.
But yeah, I mean, people can waste their money on whatever they want to, but this seems kind of dumb to me.
Right.
Just buy a regular teddy bear and a t-shirt and some iron-on letters and make your own at home.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree, but she says they're selling out, so.
I'm sure they are.
If this made them a lot of money, then mission accomplished, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, good for them, but yeah. I guess Build-A-Bear is struggling and looking for new revenue streams, and nothing wrong with that.
I mean, yeah, how many times can you build a bear, you know?
Well, according to my daughter, a bunch. I mean, we've built so many bears. She's been to birthday parties where they go to build a bear. Mm-hmm. It's not cheap, too, by the way.
We were at the beach, and my wife, she was wanting our youngest. She was wanting to take him to build a bear, and she was so excited about it. And Josiah was not interested.
He didn't care.
I was so proud.
Yeah.
She was like, don't you? We went in there and she was like, oh, look, they got dragons. Don't you want a toothless? And he was like, no.
Nah. Nah, I'm good.
What about a Bowser? You can stuff a Bowser. Nah.
Like, I want a gun. I would like a sword and a gun.
Yeah, she even had like the sales lady over there trying to talk him into a bear. And he just, like, he was not interested.
They're expensive to do. Mm-hmm. Like, even the cheap ones are expensive. Like, you get the bottom tier. Right. You know, not the Princess Diana memorials.
The one that all your girlfriends are going to make fun of you because that's the one you could afford.
Yes. And so you didn't have a daughter, or you don't have a daughter.
No.
But there's also American Girl dolls.
Okay. Now, Tara has told me about American Girl dolls. Apparently, she loved them when she was little, and she had one.
Yeah. We never even got Libby one.
Okay.
We were just like, no, we're not starting this with you. All of my friends have American Girl dolls. We're like, we'll go to Target and get you whatever their version of it is, but we're not getting you an American Girl doll. They're expensive. And then when we were in New York, we went into the American Girl doll store.
Oh, there's a store.
Oh,
it's, I thought they were catalog only.
No, it's huge. And, you know, Libby was walking around, and the whole time I was going, we're not buying. We're not getting any of these. Also, armed security at the American Girl
armed
doll
security
store.
At yes. the American doll. Right. Well, American is in the title, so. Should have seen that coming.
Yeah, it's all right down there in Rockefeller Center and all that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a pistol on his hip, you know, and I was just like, this seems extreme, but I've seen the cost on these things, so if somebody's trying to run out the door with them, maybe you just gun them down. I don't know.
Dang.
I think he may be the only man in New York City with a pistol, and that's why they let him
guard the
job.
American Girl dolls.
Right, guarding the American Girl doll store. Yeah. All right, my last story here. Florida man arrested after crossing police tape at a plane crash site. Says, quote, he's just nosy. A Florida man was arrested last week after crossing the yellow tape at the scene of a fatal plane crash, according to the Clearwater Police Department. In a complaint, police said the officer found the man identified as Joseph Schifano, who is 64, at the intersection of Sumo Drive and Nagano Drive. At the time, first responders were dealing with a plane wreckage, which had sparked fires nearby after crashing into a mobile home park. I hadn't even heard that. You think you would hear of a plane crashing into a trailer park.
I mean, I guess it depends on the size of the plane.
Like, anyway, I mean, that's a wild headline, too. How did I miss that?
Yeah.
According to investigators, the pilot and two other people were killed. However, Schifano tried to get past the yellow tape marked police line, do not cross, insisting that he was a medical worker. Despite that, he was unable to provide proof of employment And after he crossed through the tape, he advised that he was just nosy, the complaint reads. So he said he was just I'm just a nosy Nancy just in here. Schifano was warned to stay away from the scene, but shortly afterwards, an officer spotted him walking around trying to conceal himself, according to the complaint. He then quickly walked underneath the crime scene tape, moving around an entire house length into the crime scene and taking video on his cell phone, investigators reported. Post-Miranda, Schifano said that he knew he was wrong, apologized, and said he was trying to capture a video for a media company in an attempt to make money, the complaint says. He was arrested and faces a misdemeanor charge of obstructing or resisting an officer without violence. He was later released on bond for $500.
Hmm.
So he's just trying to get it on World Star and make a little cash. Can't say I blame him.
Yeah, but you can't cross those police lines.
They don't like that at all.
Take them serious.
Yeah. Which, you know, the yellow tape is universal,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you would think you would, like, station officers along the line, too. Maybe you're expecting too much of society to think somebody's not going to duck under there, you know.
Right.
You just put some sentinels out. You got to guard your border is what I'm saying.
I remember years ago when the tornado blew through Tuscaloosa,
mm-hmm.
and they had, like, all of Alberta, like, blocked off.
Yes.
And I was going to go home and get some stuff. Because we were staying with the in-laws, but I needed some clothes. I needed, you know, to pack a bag.
Yeah, right.
And Tara was like, "They're not letting people in." I was like, "I live there."
Right.
You know, they can't. Yeah, I guess they can, but they shouldn't.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, when this dude shot up downtown one time, you know, like shot 17 people or whatever.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
In the bar two doors down from my restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea it happened. And so I get up and head to work and the whole square is taped off. And so I park and get out and walk over to the tape and stand there. And finally a police officer comes over and is like, "Can I help you?" I'm like, "My restaurant's right there. I need to open up." And he was like, "Oh, well, just come on through. Don't touch anything." And I was like, "That doesn't seem like an answer you should give.
But I'll take it."
Yeah. And they had like they still had little cards out on bullet casings. And like there was a gold high heel just laying in the middle of everything. You know, like a lady ran out of her shoes. Yeah. And I went in and opened up. And then a little while later, one of the cops came and knocked on the door. And he was like, "Hey, when are you going to be open?" I was like, "Well, we open up at 10. And he was like, "Well, can you get open by 9:30? We'll all come in here and eat." And I was like, "Absolutely. I'm open right now." You know? So all the cops came in. I made them all sandwiches. They all ate and everything. And then they're like, "We'll be done in like an hour or something, man. And don't worry about it. You'll be able to do business." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Okay, cool." Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but they just let me wander right through the crime scene.
Hmm. I remember the following Sunday, there was somebody in Sunday school that said they knew him. And
oh, yeah.
It was talking about what a nice guy he was. And I was thinking, not last night he wasn't.
He ended up turning himself in Jasper at like a UPS store.
Yeah.
He just like walked in and was like, "Hey, I shot up a bar."
Yeah. Didn't he also drive to like a gas well or something and try to set that on fire?
It seems like I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe he did that and then he went and shot up the bar. It was supposed to be, you know, like suicide by cops.
Yeah, right.
But then he chickened out and he fled before the cops got there.
Right. Yeah, and I know the dude that owned the bar, one of the owners at the time, mm-hmm. he was like the operating owner. He was like, "I was back in my office." And he was like, "I just heard some gunshots." He's like, "I ran towards the door." He's like, "I grabbed a knife like they cut lemons or limes with." It's like, "I ran to the door, you know, to try to shut the door to mm-hmm. keep," because he was shooting from the patio to the inside.
He didn't. Did he shoot anybody?
Yeah, he injured.
Oh, he did hit some. Okay.
I think 17 people he injured.
Dang.
Yeah.
All right. But he didn't. I know he didn't like kill anybody.
No, nobody died. And what I heard, now this is all back, you know, then, and I probably have destroyed more brain cells than I would like to admit in my life, so I may not remember everything correctly, is that his old lady, his woman, wife, I don't know if they're married or whatever, was mm-hmm. cheating on him with a bouncer.
Mm.
But that bouncer worked at the filling station, which was across the square. from the copper top, and he got the wrong bar.
Whoops.
Right. Now, I don't know if that's
true. You
got
to do your homework. You got to make sure you shoot up the right business before
right,
you
go exactly. do it. I don't know if that's true. I don't want to slander this lady's good name. You know, she may have been a faithful wife or girlfriend or whatever, but that's what I heard set him off. And he was like, well, I'll show them and I'll shoot all those people. I'll kill the bouncer and then they'll kill me. And
instead, he proved them right.
Yeah.
That he is kind of incompetent.
Well, yeah, you deserve to get cheated on if you can't shoot up the right bar. Definitely. You think this is amateur hour? She's not going to be with a man that can't shoot up the right bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one of many shootings that happened downtown by our restaurant. So much so, we had to, all the owners of businesses in Timberson Square had to go have a meeting with the mayor about it. And all I remember from the meeting is he was like, what's your opinion? And I was like, I'm closed when all this goes down, man. I was like, I close at 9 o'clock. All these shooting are happening way after me. Hasn't really affected my business any, but I don't think it's a good look. You know?
It's certainly not a good thing.
Yeah. And they were talking, there was a bar that opened on the other end that was having some problems, and they were talking about pulling their liquor license. Huh. But I don't think they wanted to do that, because then it would open up, well, why didn't you pull the liquor license of the other people?
Because their customers aren't shooting the place up.
Yeah. Well, except for the dude who shot in from the outside. And all the shootings were happening outside. Like, they weren't happening in that bar,
right. You
know? And so the bar owner's like, how do we control what happens in the middle of the street? Mm-hmm. How can we be responsible for that? Or what people waiting in line to get in our bar do because they start fighting or whatever. How can we be responsible for that? And I was like, that seems like a solid point too. Yeah. It's like, but I just make sandwiches. I don't even sell alcohol.
Bring back public floggings.
Right. Right. Absolutely. We want to thank our sponsor, world famous Cajun Curl Bayou Blended Spice, for their support. Check them out at CajunCurl.com, where you can order the spice right there on the website. It was created on the Elm Bayou in Evangeline Parish, Louisiana, and it's a seasoning that goes on everything. If you like cooking or eating, this is a spice for you. Cajun Curl Bayou Blended Spice goes well with chicken, beef, pork, potatoes, and anything else you can think of putting it on. Now, shout out to Brandon. I think he got engaged.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, I heard his wedding cake is going to have Cajun Curl on it. Well, look, everybody needs to buy some Cajun Curl. My man is getting married, right? He's got to pay for a wedding and a honeymoon and all that. So go buy some Cajun Curl today. On the website, CajunCurl.com, that's where you're going to buy it as a wedding present to Brandon. You can order the original Bayou Blended Spice, but you'll also find recipes that are absolutely mind-blowing. You can locate your nearest retailer or order your own. If your local grocer doesn't carry world-famous Cajun Curl Bayou Blended Spice, ask them to start stocking it now. Here locally, it's available at Vowels Fresh Market on Skyland Boulevard, South's Finest Meats, Piggly Wiggly in Northport on Lurling Wallace, and Piggly Wiggly on 69 South in Taylorville. And did I say Mark's Mart? I think Mark's Mart's the only one I hadn't said. They got it. If your local grocer doesn't have it, ask them to get it. All their products are made in the USA, so not only do you enjoy the taste of Cajun Curl, but you also feel patriotic while you enjoy your meal. It's all natural, low salt, has a little kick, but it doesn't burn your lips. World famous Cajun Curl Bayou Blended Spice. Taste the spice, but not the heat. Check them out at CajunCurl.com and use our promo code EOP10 to get a 10% discount.
Because we ask that you use the spice, but we don't ask to pay full price.
That's right.
Well, John, we don't have any feedback this week.
Okay. It's great. But we're trying to get done in a hurry anyways. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
For not caring.
We do, before we end this show and go turn on the Super Bowl, we want to thank our patrons. We thank each and every one of you so much. We would like to thank, by name, those who donate at the 10 or above tier. And those individuals are Mr. Shiny Disco Balls, Mr. Shane White, Mr. Chris Payne, The Driver, Ms. Jane Updegraff, Ms. Sherry Heron, Ms. Sharon Craig, Mr. Tyler Bond, Mr. Todd Glover, Mr. Derek Reeves, Ms. Nicole Walter, and Mr. Mike Wilcox, a.k.a. McWheel.
Seriously, guys, thank you so much for supporting what we do, donating to the show. If you would like to become a patron, you can head on over to patreon.com/earthoddity. We have several tiers, but the $5 tier, that's all it costs. It gets you Earth Oddity Extended, which is another show we do about this one where we talk about, well, mostly OnlyFans, but we talk about other stuff.
Teachers too. Doing OnlyFans.
And grannies doing OnlyFans.
Sure. And daughters doing OnlyFans.
And politicians trying to beat up other people because they were going to tell everyone about their kids having OnlyFans.
Right. It's basically OnlyFans. We do it shirtless.
And, that's what she said. If you, and why wouldn't you want that?
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on.
That's good old American fun.
Yes. Speaking of the extended show, what do we got coming up the extension today?
We're going to talk about an enterprising young entrepreneur.
Okay. I have a story about the Free the Peach protest.
Okay.
Happening on the Gold Coast.
Okay.
So
great. I'm for that.
You got anything else?
No. Shout out, PETA. Call in.
Yes.
And let us know where we're wrong or right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the idea of riding despots on a carousel.
Yeah. If you have a better idea, then like what else could we?
Yeah.
Like rocket ships.
Those are cool.
You could put rocket ships on there.
Unless that shows you support Elon Musk.
Well, do they not like him?
I don't know if they do or they don't.
I figured some may and some may not.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say they probably are leaning towards the no.
Yeah. He was the darling of the left for a lot of years.
Right.
Until he
bought Twitter.
He bought Twitter and announced he was going to vote Republican in the next election. Sure. And now he's public enemy number one.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've been listening to Earth Oddity Podcast, and we thank you so much for listening to us, no matter where you get us, whether you get us from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, we're on them all. If you would like to write into the show, we are earthoddity@planetmail.net. If you would like to tweet at us on X, we are @_EarthOddity on X. You can check out our show art, that is _EarthOddity on Instagram. We have a Discord server, link in the show notes, and we have a phone number that you can call or text. What's that phone number?
That is 662-493-2059. 662-493-2059.
We also have a website, earthoddity.net. Oh, yeah. I think I left that out. But
that's right.
You can go there, you can find information about the show, and you can send us emails straight from there if for some reason you don't like Discord or don't even want to get involved in that.
Yes.
We hope everybody out there has an excellent week. Earth Oddity for the Fringe Radio Network signing off.
Love y'all.
Bye.
This has been a very odd production. Thanks for listening.
Patrons, here we are. This is your patrons exclusive extended show. And we're here to knock out a quick so we can go watch the game. First of all, we mentioned the game a little bit.